It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Donald Trump has a new national field director, Bridgegate figure Bill Stepien. He was a Republican operative on the rise until Governor Chris Christie fired him after the Bridgegate investigation found him corresponding with the key figures involved in the shutdown of the George Washington Bridge for political retribution. Now, Stepien has a big new job for Donald Trump just weeks before the Bridgegate trial is actually set to begin. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein is in the studio with us with more. Hi, Andrea.
Hey, Richard.
So who is Bill Stepien?
So Bill Stepien was a GOP whiz kid. He designed the strategy of building Chris Christie's votes in Democratic-leaning areas of New Jersey. And the plan was to get Christie such a big portion of the vote that he would become the clear GOP choice for president in 2016. He was going to win by so much in a blue state that it was going to be such a compelling argument that all the other candidates like Jeb Bush would fall away. So that was the plan. Bill Stepien was the architect of the carrot-stick approach to Democratic mayors. So he would help them with their issues, and then he would turn around and impress them for their endorsements. And if they didn't give, some of these mayors began to get the cold shoulder or worse. So the strategy was really, really working. Christie's numbers were going up. Democrats were endorsing him. And if Bridgegate hadn't come along, we might be looking at a different presidential campaign, one where Christie was the nominee instead of Trump.
But Bridgegate did happen. What was his role in that?
So Bill Stepien was the boss of Bridgegate defendant Bridget N. Kelly. She's the one who wrote Time for Some Traffic Problems in Fort Lee. He also was part of a group that included Bridgegate convicted criminal David Wildstein, the one who actually shut down the bridge, and the former deputy executive director of the Port Authority, Bill Baroni. They were all in sort of a group of political cronies. And there were lots of emails going back and forth between Bill Stepien and these other figures, sometimes using some harsh language, which is why Christie said he fired Stepien.
And all these other figures were indicted, but Stepien was never indicted.
Right. So what the prosecutors have said is that they've only indicted people they are sure they could find guilty at trial. And I have not seen any evidence that Bill Stepien ordered the closures of the George Washington Bridge, for example. But so many emails have come out, including emails between Bill Stepien and Chris Christie showing how Stepien really designed this plan to use government resources to go after Democratic mayors, which is what underpins Bridgegate. And Stepien had so many emails also about the damage control in the aftermath.
Now, Christie is Trump's transition chair. He fired Stepien, but did he get him hired here?
Christie just said this afternoon that he had nothing to do with it. He said, I wish Bill well. The New York Times is reporting that Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law, brought Stepien in, and there's known to be some friction between Kushner and Chris Christie. Christie, when he was his attorney, put Kushner's dad in jail, and sources have said that Kushner was the one who blocked Christie's chances for VP. So there's some interesting intrigue there.
So tell us about his job here in the Trump campaign. It's a national field director. What's that?
Right. So that's what Stepien is going to be doing. He's going to be the one in charge of voter turnout. So in a sense, he's going to be doing
the
job
same thing
he was doing for Chris Christie. Exactly, which is ginning up the turnout, particularly in Democratic-leaning areas. It's a historical irony he's doing it for Trump, not Christie. And while Stepien is doing this, the Bridgegate trial starts in 3 weeks. Even if he doesn't testify, his name is certainly to be invoked many, many times in federal court in Newark in the final days of the general election campaign.
And we know you'll be following
it. Yes, I will.
WNYC senior editor for politics and policy, Andrea Bernstein, thanks a lot.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
You too.